present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Old Trouble.
You cheeky little horror. That's the last time I ride on a bus with you.
Alfie, what did you do to our Susan on that bus?
Nothing. I only sat next to her, but it's you she's talking to.
He knows who I mean, Alfie. Everybody in the bus was staring at us.
No wonder. You two sitting on opposite sides of the gangway, holding hands.
Yeah, I was just handing Susan a ticket.
Must have been a long ticket. The conductor had to jump over you 3 times.
Don't tell lies.
What are you two arguing about this time?
They've had a lover's quarrel, ma'am.
She means you.
He knows who I mean, Alfie.
Mother, you should have heard what he said to the conductor.
I just wished him a happy New Year, because it's New Year's Day.
You told him all about your New Year's resolution. Well, what's wrong with that?
He said at the top of his voice that he was saving up to buy an electric fire so he wouldn't disturb Alfie and me when we were snogging in the coal shed.
Oh, Susan, it's just his idea of a joke. Have you no sense of humour?
Of course she has. She goes out with Alfie, don't she?
Yes, that's true. Hey, don't be cheeky.
Now, look, Jimmy, it's all right making jokes in here, but you shouldn't say things in public.
It's not all right making jokes in here. But then you always stick up for him. He can do no wrong.
Oh, Susan, I'm not that good.
Now, don't start on me, Susan. You let yourself get upset too easily. Ignore him. He's only a boy. You're supposed to be grown up.
Now, your mother's right, Susan. Don't be childish. Behave like Jimmy. You're a big boy, now a girl.
You're a fool. Keep out of it.
Keep your voice down. Your granddad's in the other room.
Get him in here. He loves a fight.
You leave him alone. He's not very well.
I know.
It was New Year's Eve last night.
I heard him this morning.
Making his New Year resolution
in the bathroom. Oh, never again. Never again.
Well, I've got things to do, Susan. Look, when Jimmy tries to get cheeky with you, just ignore him. Don't say a word.
In that case, I won't be speaking to him for the rest of my life.
What? You mean that never again will I hear the screech of the barnyard owl?
Oh, shut up!
Short life, won't it?
Hey, that's a good one, I like that.
What are you laughing at?
You. I mean, at... well, what Jimmy said about... I mean, nothing. I'm not laughing.
Look, Alfie Hall, if you've got to behave like an idiot, go and do it somewhere else.
But, hey, steady on, Susan. Don't tell me to stop behaving like an idiot.
No, because you can't help it, can you?
No, I can't. It's just the way I was... I'll thump you.
What's all this shouting about?
It's Alfie. He's going to thump our Susan.
What?
I am not. I'm going to thump you.
Thump me, Grandad? He didn't call you an idiot. It was our Susan.
Oh, shut up, you little monster.
Susan, will you stop shouting? And don't you be calling Jimmy things like that.
Oh, I mustn't say anything about Jimmy. Your little pet. You're as bad as my mother.
Oh, don't you start talking about your mother, causing all this fuss about... Well, what is it about, anyway?
It was Jimmy, telling about me and Susan sneaking in the... snogging in the coal house.
The coal house? What the devil were you doing in the coal house?
Get in the pictures.
Alfie Hall, if you can't say anything sensible, go home.
Susan, if you can't behave yourself, it's not Alfie who should go, it's you.
You're right. I ought to go for good. You could all be happy if I left home.
Aye, now don't be silly, Susan.
Silly? It's the first sensible thing she's said this year.
I'm going upstairs. I don't want to talk to any of you.
Yeah, but Susan, you...
Least of all, you. I was right. You are an idiot.
Oh, she's upset. Susan, when shall I call back for you?
April the 1st, 1984.
Right, old bit, eh?
Come on, Alfie. I'll see you to the door.
Oh, all right. Cheerio, Mr. Sinclair.
Cheerio, Alfie. And don't worry, Alfie. She'll be back to normal tomorrow.
What a horrible thought. Well, you started a bit of a row there, didn't you, Alfie?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't... But I didn't start it.
Oh, no, of course not. It was our Susan.
Oh, shut up. And where did he put me coat?
I hung it up on the floor there.
This calls on you, and I hope you know.
Hello. This is the old sailor's home.
The old sailor's home?
Yes, in the front room with a hangover. You want to speak to him?
Oh, it's Jimmy Clitheroe, is it? This is Sandy Fletcher. Can I speak to your sister?
Yes, if you're brave enough. Hang on. Alfie, there's a bloke on the phone for our Susan.
Who is it?
The next candidate for the coal shed. Sandy Fletcher. Susan! Susan, dear! Hey, Scraggy Neck! There's a bloke on the phone for you.
Sandy Fletcher? But that's a bloke at a Christmas dance. He kept excusing Susan.
Why, what did she do?
Nothing. He kept tapping me on the shoulder when I was dancing with Susan because he wanted to dance.
And I'll bet you and him made a very pretty couple.
Are you still here, Alfie Hall?
Yeah, I'm just going, Sandy. Susan. I'm going, but I'll stop if you ask me. If you want me to. If you say you don't want me to, ta-ra.
Ta-ra, Alfie. Never mind what she says. You'll always be welcome here. Every payday.
Hello, Susan Clitheroe speaking.
Oh, Sandy Fletcher, Susan.
Oh, just a moment. Jimmy, after you go through that living room door, don't forget to close it.
Oh, all right. I don't want to listen to your soppy talk with your new boyfriend.
Oh, get out.
Now. Temper, temper. Don't get so hot and bothered. Your eyelashes will drop off.
No, one of these days. Hello, sorry about that, Sandy. What can I do for you?
I'm going to London tomorrow.
Oh, lucky you. I wish I was going. For good.
Well, I might be, if I get this job.
What job's that?
It's in a nightclub. I'm going for an interview tomorrow afternoon for a job as a waiter.
Well, I hope you get it.
Oh, so do I. The money's marvellous. Plenty of tips, you know. Look, my father's taken our only decent suitcase away. So my sister said you might lend me yours.
Yes, certainly. When do you want it?
Well, if I could come round tonight for it, because I'm catching the early train in the morning.
Yes, that'll be fine. I envy you. I'm fed up here.
Well, they're always advertising for hostesses at these nightclubs.
Oh, I don't think that would suit me.
No, I know that. I was only kidding. Your mother would never allow it.
Oh, neither would my granddad. A job in a London nightclub?
Who's got a job in a London nightclub?
I told you to clear off. What do you want?
Oh, I just want my satchel off the hook.
Well, take it and go.
All right, keep your jeans on. I don't want to know what you're talking about. Look, I'm going.
Well, shut the door behind you.
Oh, shut your mouth. I wonder what they are talking about. Easy does it.
What time's the interview for the job? Oh, 5 o'clock tomorrow, at the nightclub.
She's getting a job in London.
Oh, yes, I'm sure I'd make a marvellous hostess. Yes, it's a funny thought, sitting drinking all night in a nightclub and telling Grandad I was working at the YWCA.
Well, that's nice, I must say. We'll be reading about her in the Sunday papers.
Drink and don't ask for anything else tonight.
What is it?
It's cocoa, of course.
I ordered coffee. Fetch the manager.
Never mind the jokes. Drink your cocoa. And there'll be no nonsense here tonight.
I know that. You and Alfie aren't friends yet.
When Mother comes back, she'll be going to the Women's Guild. Granddad's gone to his darts match, so I'll be in charge of the house.
Yeah, but you're not in charge of me.
No, answer that. If it's Alfie, I'm not in.
Answer it yourself! Oh, no, I'll get it. It'll be Ozzy. He's probably trying to find out who put the treacle in his cap. Hello? Is that you, Sticky Bonds? Oh, sorry, Sandy. Susan, it's for you.
Who is it?
It's your first reserve.
Oh,
Sandy.
Give it to me. Hello, Sandy? Just a minute. Jimmy, close the door behind you.
You what?
Close the door behind you.
Another secret session, eh?
Never mind, out you go. And don't open the door again, once you've closed it.
All right. I don't need the door open, the keyhole's big enough.
You what, Sandy? The appointment's at 10 o'clock in the morning instead of the afternoon.
She's on about that job again. The hostess with the mostest. On the hips.
Oh, of course. Well, what time's the train tonight, then? 9 o'clock from Central. No, don't bother. While you're getting your things ready, I'll get my suitcase and come round to your house.
He's going as well. He'll make a funny hostess.
Oh, of course, Sandy. Now, don't worry. I'll be round in plenty of time for the train. I'll go upstairs now and get my suitcase. Bye-bye.
Hooray! She's leaving home. So that wishbone did work after all. Oh, I hope this isn't me, ma'am. She might stop her going and ruin all my plans. I'll take her in the kitchen and make her a cup of tea till Susan gets clear.
Hello, Jim. Can I come in?
Yes, if you buy a bottle of lemonade, we can celebrate the good news.
What good news?
Well, you know that bloke, Sandy? Oh, here comes the good news on her way out.
I'm going out, Jimmy.
Really? That's a surprise.
Hello, Susan. Am I still in the dog kennel? Dorm? House?
I haven't got time to speak to you now. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, the train goes at 9 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. How do you know?
Well, I was examining the door for knot holes.
Oh, don't tell me. Tell Alfie. He likes funny stories.
But Susan, are you catching a train somewhere? She's gone.
Yeah, for good. Slip out and buy a Union Jack.
Where's she gone on holiday?
She's gone to London to work in a nightclub. Sitting up all night, drinking.
Get away, don't talk so daft.
Look, she said that, not me. She said she was going to be a hostess with Sandy Fletcher.
You must be good. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody said he was getting a job in a nightclub in London.
Well, there you are then, they're going together.
Jimmy, are you sure about this?
I heard them planning it. 9 o'clock train tonight, interview for the job at 10 o'clock in the morning. She's just packed a suitcase and gone round to Sandy's house.
But she can't be a hostess in London in them nightclubs.
Drinking? She might end up as a...
What?
Something might happen to her.
What?
Well, some fella might come in and take her off and...
And what?
But a fate worse than never mind.
How do you know all this? You've never been a hostess, have you?
No, but I went in the nightclub cut final day. It cost me £6. A girl sat on my knee and told me I was cute and I had to buy her a box of chocolates and a cuddly toy. The dens of ice.
You mean the chocolates had rum inside them?
Yeah, no. I don't know what the chocolates had inside them. She wouldn't give me one. Yeah, all I know is we've got to stop Susan going there.
Don't be daft. If she goes, I can have her room. And she can send me some boxes of chocolates. She can keep the cuddly toys herself.
You don't understand. Where's your mother?
She's out.
But where's your granddad?
He's at the Rose and Crown. He'll be out later. Flat out.
No. Well, I'm going to bring him back.
You can't. He's playing in the darts team. Him and Tommy Twig.
I'm going to the Rose and Crown to get him out.
Well, I should wear your crash helmet, because he'll throw you at the dartboard. Oh, and while you're there...
What?
Get me a bottle of lemonade and a packet of crisps, will you?
Oh, I wonder where he is.
Best of all, you know, the thrower's at the board.
Oh, there's Tommy Twig. Hey, Mr. Twig. Mr. Twig.
Yeah, quiet, quiet. You'll upset the thrower's concentration.
Yeah, but Mr. Twig...
It's you, Alfie. Hey, what are you doing in a pub? Are you selling pamphlets? Or are you the new chucker out?
No. I've got to see Mr. Sinclair. Is he here?
Yes, there he is at the dartboard. He's just going to throw.
Oh, I see him. You, Mr. Sinclair.
Shut up, Alfie. You'll put him off his shot.
But I've got to speak to him. It's a matter of life and death.
You're not kidding. This is the semi-final.
Is it? Are you winning? What am I talking about? I don't want to know. Mr. Sinclair.
Alfie, will you shut up? Our captain's watching you. Have you seen who it is? There, look.
Ooh, Mr. Higginbottom.
Yes, if you talk in front of the thrower's knuckles, Higginbottom will tie your neck in a knot.
But he goes at 9 o'clock, and if we don't stop her, she'll catch it, and so will I. If we're not stopping her, it'll be too late when they break her out. Mr. Sinclair!
If you don't shut up, Higginbottom will break your leg, you know.
Keep quiet, Tommy, while I'm throwing.
Sorry, Pete. Carry on. Double 20.
I know what I want. Right, here we go. Split it. That leaves double 10. Why don't you keep quiet when I'm surprised at you, Tommy, shouting during the match. Oh, Alfie, what are you doing here?
He's the one I was shouting at.
I've got a message for you, Mr. Sinclair.
All right, come on, hurry up. I've got to throw again.
But Susan's gone with Sandy Fletcher. Well, she hasn't gone, but she's going. And if you don't come, 9 o'clock to London, so we've got to stop it.
What are you talking about? Susan's gone.
To work in a nightclub, sitting on fellas' knees drinking.
Hey, you mean one of them hostesses is writing the Sunday papers?
Well, yes, she is. But will be. Not in the papers, in the club. She left home with a suitcase to catch the 9 o'clock train from Sandy's house. Yes. Not the train, the suitcase. It's Central Station.
Breathe, lad, breathe. Now then, what are you saying?
It's all right, Tommy. It's all right, I know. Susan's running away from home to London to work in a nightclub, and she's catching the 9 o'clock train.
Oh, you know. Who told you?
You just did, you blithering idiot. Come on, let's get moving. We'll call at our house and collect Pat. Can we use your car, Tommy?
Certainly. Mind you, it's not very clean if Pat's coming with us. I could get a duster.
Never mind that. We're not going on a joyride. Come on, where's Alfie? Alfie, what are you doing at the bar?
I've just remembered. I have to buy a bottle of lemonade and some crisps.
Our suitcase is gone. This is a fine mess. What are we going to do?
Well, first of all, let's move my things into Susan's room.
Look, if Susan's run away, she might never come back.
Yeah, looks like being a very happy new year.
We want none of your jokes, my lad. We're all very worried.
Oh, what's this? What are you all worried about?
Susan, she's run away from home to work in a nightclub in London.
What?
It's true, Mrs. Clitheroe. I saw her go with a suitcase to Sandy Fletcher's house. She's gone. Susan's gone. She's left us for the Wicked City at 9 o'clock.
Alfie, I don't understand you.
Neither do I. What's all the fuss about?
Oh, quiet, Jimmy.
You might well tell him to be quiet. He knew about it all the time.
Jimmy, why didn't you tell us?
Well, you're always telling me to mind my own business.
Yes, but this is the first time you've ever done it.
Look, we're standing here arguing. It's 20 minutes and Susan will be on her way to London.
Yeah, sitting on men's knees, drinking lemonade in a den of vice.
In a what? Where did you learn that?
Alfie told me. It's a fate worse than... What was it, Alfie?
What's the idea of telling a young lad about pleasures like that?
Well, I didn't tell him. Well, I did. Not at all. What happened that day?
What did happen?
Well, you see, the fellas take the girl and they make...
Shut up.
Right, I've changed the wheel, so we're ready for the op. We've just got nice time to catch that train.
Right, come on then. Let's get away.
Just a minute. Shall I go and put my best suit on?
What for?
Well, we're going to London, aren't we?
Get outside. Come on.
Go on, Pat. I'll close the door.
Righto, Father.
Now, in you go, Mrs. Clitheroe, and Jimmy in the back. Pete, you and Alfie, get in the front with me. Me back suspension's a bit weak.
You want to try some of my granddad's liniment?
Right. I'll squeeze up, Alfie.
Yeah, that's all, Mr. Sinclair. Ooh, the gear lever's caught up my trouser leg.
Well, put your legs round your neck. Anything, we're in a hurry.
Okay, Tommy, we're in.
Right, now up we go. Now, don't worry, Mrs. Clitheroe. We'll get there just as soon as that. Oh, dear. She's been a bit obstinate. Now, don't worry. We'll be off in a minute. She's just a bit cold.
We'll start a fire under her.
We can do without that, Jimmy.
Hurry up, Tommy.
Yes, be twig, Mr. Quick. Quick, Mr.
Shut up. See, we'll be all right now. Third time lucky.
I think the elastic's broken.
Oh, Tommy, give me the starting handle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pete. I've lost the starting handle.
See, it was Saturday night after the Christmas smoke. You remember? I took it out of the...
Oh, never mind that. What are we going to do?
Well, she'll start with a bit of a push. If,
Grandad, Alfie, push off.
Come on, Alfie.
All right, I'm with you.
Tommy.
Yes?
Wait till we get moving before you put it in gear. Now, with me, Alfie. Tommy!
Yes, Pete?
Take that blooming handbrake off.
Oh. Oh, sorry, old friend.
Right, now we'll try again, Alfie. Now, put that into gear. Now!
She's off. Quick, now come on, jump in.
Come on, Mr. Sinclair.
Right, off we go.
Right, next stop, Central Station.
I never knew we lived so near the station.
If you sing that song once more, I'll smack your face.
If we don't get a move on, she'll be a nightclub queen.
Tommy, can't we go any faster?
We could if you and Alfie got out and pushed again.
Look, Pete, I'm doing my best. The needle's right up the surgeon. This is a restricted area.
You are?
A restricted area.
You are?
There's a speed limit, 30 miles an hour.
Yes.
It's no use, Tommy. We're going to miss the train.
Oh, all right, then. Look, I'll open her out, but keep your eyes peeled. Look out of that back window.
What for? In case the wheels drop off.
There, I've got my foot flat on the boards now.
You're only doing 38 miles an hour.
Yeah, but it's against the wind.
All right, Mr. Twig's doing his best.
Yes, and I'm breaking the law, you know.
Well, so is this other fella.
What other fella?
The one who's just pulling out to pass you.
Oh, it's a jet car. Jet
car, it's the Rogers. Oh, dear, what can I do?
Well, if it's Francis Smith, ask him for his autograph.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. We'll never get there now.
We'll get there, all right. Strange ways, jail.
Well.
You're breaking in the new year, right, are you?
Look, officer, I can explain.
Save it for the magistrate. Driving license insurance, please. Look, officer, we're in a terrible hurry. I could tell that from the way he was driving this old chariot. 45 miles an hour.
Now, fair's fair. I wasn't doing 45.
No, when he does 45 in this, the engine falls out.
Oh, officer, look, my daughter's running away from home to work in a nightclub. We've got to stop her.
Oh, is she a minor?
No, she's a typist. It's a face that fooled you. She looks a bit like a pit pony.
That's the London train, platform 2. Come on, we've only got 5 minutes to find them.
All right, Father. Where's Alfie and Tommy?
They're parking the car. Never mind them. Come on.
Oh, I found you. Oh, what a job we had parking. It's all one way around here, and we weren't going the right one. The one. We were going down and up instead of down or something, and that's why they were all waving. I thought they knew me, so I waved back, and when we did park. Tommy got out, a bloke got in, he threw his case at me and said, take me to the town hall, we were at a taxi rank.
Oh, never mind that rubbish. Come on, here's platform 2, through this gate.
Oh, just a minute, I want your tickets, please.
Oh, we haven't got any tickets, we're just going to see someone on the train.
Well, you can't go on there without tickets.
No, the train will be out in a minute, we've got to catch it.
I thought you weren't travelling.
We're not, we just want to catch it, stop it.
Oh, shut up. I'll get some platform tickets from the machine. Oh, Jimmy's doing it. The only one with any brains. Get four, Jimmy.
Right, Grandad.
Now, just a minute. There's no need.
You mind your own business.
Oh, here's Jimmy. Did you get him, Jim?
Yeah, half a dozen. One each and three for me.
What's this?
Chewing gum.
Hey, that's a good one. We thought you were getting tickets and all the time he was getting chewing
gum. Shut up.
Platform tickets, here.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
Well, you never asked me.
Well, let's start again. Hello, Inspector. Have you got any platform tickets? They won't let us on with chewing gum.
Four tickets, please.
Certainly, madam. On you go.
Thank you for nothing. Come on now. Keep your eyes open, everybody. And don't forget, Pat, you deal with Susan. And I'll take care of that no-good Sandy Fletcher.
Yes, and I'll help you.
And I'll hold your coat. Hey, Grandad. Hey, look there.
Have you seen them?
No, the train. It's a diesel.
What difference does that make?
They go faster.
Jimmy, we're not interested in the trains. We're looking for Susan.
Right. Hey, is that her in that cattle truck?
Which cattle truck? I'll thump you.
Jimmy, one more joke from you and I'll...
I've seen him.
Where?
There, look, that's Sandy Fletcher, standing by that carriage door.
Right, leave him to me.
Now, don't lose your head, Father.
Tell that to Sandy, he's the one who's going to get his block knocked off.
Well, we found you, you girl napper, your kid snatcher, your snake of the hay grass thing, doings.
What's all that about?
We know all about it. Now, where's Susan?
Don't ask me.
He won't talk, Grandad. Twist his ears.
Don't lie. That's her suitcase you're holding.
Yes, she gave it to me.
Going to London in a nightclub, leading a young girl astray. You want locking up?
You want certifying. Susan said it was all right. It's only for the weekend.
What? So you were lying to her. You're not even getting her a job. Well, she's not going. And I don't think you'll be going after I've finished with you. Get your coat off.
You what?
The allergy, Mr. Sinclair. Come on, let's have you.
Go on, Alfie. Show him what you did to that rocker. Oh, no, don't. He knocked you down. And I think it was a girl anyway.
Stop it. All I want is Susan.
Look, Mrs., have you got the idea that Susan's going to London with me?
Well, yes, isn't she?
No, all she's done is lend me her suitcase. I'm going to London to get a job in a nightclub as a waiter.
But I heard you telling her, and I listened at the keel and... Well, we can all go home then and have a good laugh, can't we?
Yes, that's where you'll find Susan.
Jimmy, you won't do any laughing when we get home.
But, Mama, Alfie saw with the case and he fetched me Grandad from the pub.
Yeah, because you said... Well, I mean, I thought, on the 40, and Susan said she would... And she'd get all heck.
It's all right, Alfie. It's our fault for listening.
You're right. Why do we always believe this wee scamp's daft stories?
I think it must be the way I tell them. Ow! Oh!
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Jack Watson, Fred Gaunt and Frank Roscoe. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, what a way to start the new year, eh? Grandad said, all this trouble on New Year's Day. We've got another 364 days of it to suffer. I said, well, it could be worse, Grandad. It could be leap year. Ta-ra!